إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا عما بعد فقال تعالى في كلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم خير الحديث كتاب الله أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear brothers and elders and respected ulama and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I remind myself and you to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And to have this taqwa not as we wish but as it is His right that we should have this taqwa. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. The topic of the khutbah today is we do not need deen to live in this world. And for many of you this might seem like a peculiar topic. And of course, one of the reasons for having a peculiar topic is it wakes up people. But seriously, the reason I chose this topic and I wrote this topic is because if we speak to a non-Muslim, and if he tells you, if he asks me, what is it that distinguishes Islam from any other religion? What is it that Islam gives me to live in this world that my current religion or my current lack of religion does not already give me? What is the answer? He will say my current religion, or maybe he is an atheist, so he say my atheism, or just my good sense, my good civic sense, the fact that I am a decent human being, to live in this world, this other religion of mine or this plain common sense and good sense and civic sense tells me that I must not tell lies. It tells me I must not cheat people. It tells me I must have good akhlaq, I must speak to people in a nice manner, I must be kind to people. It tells me I must be compassionate. It tells me I must be a good neighbor. It tells me I must obey the law of the land and I must not break the law of the land. It tells me I must not cause violence. It tells me I must not lie and cheat. It tells me I must not curse people. It tells me I must not argue with people. It tells me I must not fight. It tells me my other religion and my atheism and my good sense and common sense tells me that I must spend quality time in my home, in my family. That I must be good to my wife and my children. That I must bring up my children to be good civic human beings, good citizens of the world. It tells me that I must focus on education, I must get a good education for myself. It tells me I must be physically and mentally strong. It tells me I must be economically strong. It tells me I must give charity, and so on, and so on, and so on. So if you tell him that, well, you see, all of these things are really Islamic principles, he will say, Alhamdulillah, very nice. Keep your Islam, I don't need it because I already have the principles. I already have those principles. To live in this world, I already have what I need. And that is why I made this topic, to say, to live in this world, you do not need Islam. Then why do you need Islam? Why are you here? Why am I here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this argument. Why do we need Allah? Why accountability? Allah mentioned this argument. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, عَمَّ يَتَسَالُونَ عَنِ النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said rhetorical question because Allah knows the answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what is it they are arguing about? What is all this noise? What are they carrying on about? What is all this argument? Are they arguing about this day that is mentioned, this great news, Nawail Azim? Is this what they are having ikhtilaf, an argument? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu said, Kalla sayalamuna, thumma kalla sayalamuna. Allah said, they will find out. They will find out. They will find out. My dear brothers and sisters, you don't need Islam to live in this world. Common sense will do. You need Islam to know what will happen after you die. This world is the alamul asbab. It is the world of the means. It is the world of scientific discovery and development. It is the world of science and technology. It is a world where we do what we don't know, we can find out. If we don't know it today, no problem, we will know it tomorrow. If we don't know it tomorrow, no problem, we will know it 10 years from now, 100 years from now. Everything is within the grasp of our minds and our intelligence. But there is one thing that no science and no technology and no intelligence can tell us, and that is what happens after we die. We know there is death. There are people who deny everything, including Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu, na'udhu billahi min dhalik. But there is nobody who denies death, because we know there is death. And there is only one who can tell us what happens after we die, and that is the one who does not die. Al-hayyu alladhi la yamut, al-insu wal-jinnu yamutun. And who is this one who is Al-Hayyul Ladhi La Yamut? He is the one who said about himself, Huwa Allahul Ladhi La Ilaha Illa Hu Alimul Ghaybi Wa Shahada Huwa Ar-Rahmanur Rahim Huwa Allahul Ladhi La الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم He introduced himself in these glorious and magnificent words. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable this glory and magnificence of His being enter and permeate every cell of our body. And I ask Allah to make this fill your heart with His nur and to fill your salah with His khushu' and to fill your dua with His barakah. This one ask the question, what is the argument? And then in his beautiful way, he reminded those people who are arguing about what he gave them, so that they can make shukr, so that they can recognize his greatness and his majesty and his glory and his magnificence. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات الفافا. He spread the earth so you can live on it. He stabilized it with the mountains as pegs. He gave you your mates so you can find sukoon in them. He enabled us to sleep. Ask the value of sleep to the one who has insomnia. And he created the day to work, and he gives us our living, and he created the night to rest. And he said, did I not create the seven heavens above you, firmaments? And did I not put in there a glorious lamp? And does he not send rain down upon the earth so that we grow our crops and we can eat, and luxurious gardens and forests? He drew our attention to what he has given us so that we can bear witness that not a single one of those things did we create. You did not make the earth, and you did not make the mountains, and you do not bring the rain, and you cannot grow the crops, and you did not create your mates, and you cannot sleep or wake up by your will, and you cannot bring the day, and you cannot bring the night. We are forced to acknowledge that these things are not in our control. And then Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu, he said to us that if you see these things and if you acknowledge that these things are from me, then listen to what will happen after you die. Because only I can tell you that. Inna yawma al-fasli kana miqata yawma yunfaqu fis-suri fatatuna afwaja وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُيِّرَتِ الْجِبَالُ فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا. A day will come when the hour will be established and the sur will be blown and you will come out in armies. The time for control over our lives will be over. The opportunity to obey or disobey will be over. The hour will be established. And he said, Jalla Jalaluhu wa futihati sama'u fa kanat abwaba, and doors will open in the heavens. I was reading a book by the famous physicist Michio Kaku, who was a student of Einstein. Book on quantum physics and multi-dimension theory. And there's a statement that he makes. He says that when the big crunch comes, which is the opposite of the big bang, when the world is expanding, he said when the big crunch comes, when the whole universe comes together, and that's a theory, he says the only chance that the human race has of avoiding annihilation is to find a way to open a door and go into another time-space dimension. Ajiva. He says human beings need to find a way in which they can escape this time and space dimension, where they can open a door in the heavens, so to speak, and get out. And my Rabb said, وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. You will see doors opened in the heavens, but those doors are not for escaping. Those doors are to go to the place of gathering. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that place of gathering a place of joy and happiness for all of you. That you meet your Rabb, and your Rabb likes to meet you and wants to meet you. Allah mentioned this. Allah mentioned the Jahannam, and Allah mentioned it will come close, and He mentioned the trials and tribulations and the punishments of Jahannam. Inna Jahannama kanat mirsada lit-taghina ma'aba labithina fiha ahqaba la yadhuquna fiha bardan wa la sharaba illa hamiman wa ghassaqa jazaa'an wifaqa. That is the jaza, that is the reward for those who chose to deny. And who were they? Who are those people? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being among them. Who are those people?
إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا فَذُوقُوا فَلَنْ نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا.
Those who denied Allah, those who denied the Day of Judgment, those who lived a life as if there is no accountability and no one to account to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they forgot that whatever they did is recorded in a book. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live this life understanding that we do not need Islam to live in this world, but we need Islam for the rest of our life, which is much, much longer. We need Islam not just to live in the world, but we need Islam to live in this world in such a way that we can make that life muzayyan, that we can beautify that life, that we can make that life a means of great happiness for us forever and ever.
أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين عما بعد فقال الله تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
My dear brothers and sisters, having described this scene for those who disobeyed, then the question is, what about those who obeyed? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu count us among those who obeyed. I was invited many years ago in India to lecture to a group of non-Muslims, and it was a lecture about Islam, present Islam. And my experience, except this one instance, I do this all over the world, my experience is that people who are not Muslim are very, if they invite you to something like this, they are very polite and very nice and so on and so forth, they listen to you. But in this one instance, when I finished the lecture, there was an elderly man, maybe in his 70s, who was sitting in the front, first row. And he literally shouted at me. And this was so disruptive and it was so amazing that I was shocked. The man shouted, he said, "This is nonsense. What is this day of judgment? What is standing before Allah and accounting and whatnot?" He said, "This is absolute nonsense." He said, "Have you seen Allah?" Now, this was so disruptive, I was absolutely shocked. And my usual way when I'm shocked is I keep silent, because if you don't speak, nothing can happen. But if you say something, then maybe you say the wrong thing, so you don't want to do that. So when you are emotionally disturbed, just best thing is shut up. So I kept silent. And then when I got some control over myself, I said to the man, I said, "I have not seen Allah. And you have not seen Allah." But I said to him, "Listen very carefully. A day will come when I will see Allah. And you will also see Allah. But on that day, I will know that I am seeing the one I believed in. I will know that I am seeing the one I worshipped all my life." I said, "What will you do then? What will you do then?" He was completely silent. Didn't say anything after that. The reason I'm telling you this story, my brothers and sisters, is to know and accept and understand that one day we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this to the Sahaba, they said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will we see Allah? There will be this huge hujum, thousands and thousands and millions of people. Will we all be able to see our Rabb?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you not see the sun when you look at it? Do you not see the full moon when you look at it? Does the crowd matter? That is how you will see your Rabb. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to give us the ni'mah of His jalwa, to enable us to see Him. Because there is no ni'mah that is greater than the ni'mah of the jalwa of our Rabb jalla jalaluhu. So what about those who believed all this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave that to doubt either. And He mentioned it and He said, "Inna lil muttaqina mafaza hadaiqa wa anaba wa kawa'iba turaba wa ka'san dihaqa la yasma'una fiha laghwan wa la kizzaba jaza'an min rabbika 'ata'an hisaba." Who is he? "رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا." When will this happen? "يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا." Row upon row. Everyone standing with deep respect. "يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفَّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ." Nobody can speak. "إِلَّا مَنَّ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ." except the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits. وَقَالَ صَوَابًا. And when that one speaks, he will speak good.
ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقُّ.
Is there any doubt about this? The surah began with the question of the argument. What are they arguing about? What are they doubtful about? What are they having ikhtilaf about? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, let there be no doubt. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقُّ.
فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا.
And the one who believes in that, let him make preparations. Let him make a way to his Rabb, Jalla Jalaluhu. We ask Allah to make all of us those who prepare. And we ask Allah to put barakah in our preparation. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen that preparation by His power and glory and majesty. And to forgive all our lafzishat and all our sins and all our mistakes. And then the final ayat of the surah. May Allah protect us from that. An ayah of such complete despair.
إِنَّا أَنذَرْنَاكُمْ عَذَابًا قَرِيبًا يَوْمَ يَنْظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا.
The one who denied will not even ask for forgiveness. He has even lost faith in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is in such despair. He said, I wish I was dust. Kuntu turab. I wish I was never born. I wish I were dust. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that day and from being among these people.